Hey, it's me, Kelly Anakin. I'm talking about Showtime's hit series Yellow Jackets, one episode at a time with some of the funniest people I know. Let's find out what happens when people stop being polite and start getting eaten. Welcome to Bloodhive. Welcome back to Bloodhive, everybody. Did we have a fun fan name? I don't think we did. I think it was just the Bloodhive. With me in the studio is fan favorite from season one of Bloodhive, Natasha Vinnick. Hi, Natasha.
Hello, Kelly. What a pleasure to be here.
Such a delight to see and hear you.
Yep.
And come together to talk about Yellow Jackets season two, episode one, which is called Friends, Romans, Countrymen, for no reason.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Do you know why?
No, I can't even think of a single reason why it's called that. Are you being sarcastic?
No, this feels like something that I don't understand. This is one I don't understand. Kelly, give it to me. Give me the knowledge.
Okay. So Friends, Romans, Countrymen, Lend Me Your Ears is the beginning of the very famous Mark Antony soliloquy. Is it a soliloquy if he's addressing people? Great question, Kelly. That BFA in acting really paying off. But after Julius Caesar has been stabbed to death in the Shakespeare play Julius Caesar, that is what Mark Antony says in the line that completes that phrase, Friends, Romans, Countrymen, lend me your ears. Because at the end of the episode,
lend me the ears.
Spoilers. If you haven't watched the, I don't know why you would listen to this podcast. Yeah. So
that makes sense. That makes sense. That's cute. I love that.
So what did you think of this return to Yellow Jackets country?
It was wild and crazy. It was so much happening so fast. I was like, what do I remember from last season? There are a lot of names of people. I know a lot of people are upset about new characters. My brain half the time was like, are these new characters or do I just not remember them?
I remembered everybody pretty well. But I mean, again, I think in season one, I watched every episode probably at least three times. And I don't think I have a photographic memory, but I have
a good one.
I have a distressing memory, right? I have like a mimeograph memory where I'm like, is that really what we're choosing to retain? Okay, great. I really loved that they kept the original theme song because they had released this Florence and the Machine cover of No Doubt's Just a Girl, which was an extremely formative song. I mean, that whole Tragic Kingdom album was like my middle, early high school soundtrack.
It was a time.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, are they doing a new song for every season? And I was really happy that they stuck with No Return.
Me too.
Because that just, it feels Yellow Jackets. Like that
feels right. It's like
vibe.
Stressful and fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. Stressful, fun.
You know,
that would be that would be your blurb as a critic on the Yellow Jackets Blu-ray.
It was stressful and fun.
Yeah, I loved that, and I loved getting to see adult Lottie and sort of the aftermath of Lottie's experience in the woods. It got very, like, Survivor, Sylvia Plath. I also love that I feel like the gaps, to call them gaps, I think is, like, a disservice to all of the actors. The performances of the younger women and the older women are just so much tighter, which makes perfect sense because they've all been able to watch season one and like pick up on these little idiosyncrasies.
Yes.
Misty remains just
as nuts and wacky.
Nobody
as
like
ever.
Her. The best to ever do it. And by it I mean put I want my lawyer on a cookie cake.
I loved that. That made me so happy. Misty's just so good.
Her Caligula lock screen, just every tiny detail that they have about these people is just, it's so perfect. And like, I was on Reddit before this mistake, right? Like, it's just
yeah,
not,
it can be a little retro, you know?
Because people are like, eh, why is it so funny?
Well, that too. And I was like, like, who says I hate that's funny about anything?
Also, like, comedy and horror just go together.
Yes, it's good because it's relief. Both are surprise, you know?
Exactly. They rely on the element of surprise. And it's like, it's funny if it's life-affirming. And if it means you're going to die, like, that's horror. Like, it's just...
And it's like relief, you know?
Yes. People are dumb.
People are not smart.
They're complaining a lot about Shauna's storyline and how dumb she and Jeff are. The writers are bad because they're so dumb. I'm like, did you know that just some people are dumb and that's a character choice?
It's true. It is. I guess I'm always shocked whenever people are committing crime things and don't wear gloves. That's the one thing I got annoyed with them about. I don't get why no one wears gloves in anything anymore, you know? What happened to no glove, no love?
We've really, like, come a long way from the OJ trial, you know? Like, after the OJ trial, we were all like, well, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. And also definitely wear gloves.
Yeah. Because
he wasn't convicted.
No. So it worked.
It worked. It worked for him.
Yeah.
If he did it.
That's the only thing I think was dumb about Shauna and Jeff was going into this art studio gloveless, you know?
There's just a million things. I'm like, what? What century are you both living in? But again, they're so dumb. Jeff works in a brick and mortar furniture store where he's apparently crushing it.
He sold 6 pieces.
Multiple 6 pieces. And it's like, bad news, Jeff. People can just buy a 20 piece for $5. And frankly, it's a better value.
Yeah, I'm always like really confused about what present time our present time is in. But it is present time, right?
It does feel a little bit like, you know, this particular part of New Jersey is the land time forgot.
I mean,
the motel that Nat was staying in and got kidnapped from, that also feels extremely analog.
Yeah, it really, I also loved that motel man. That was my favorite person.
I need him to become a recurring character.
Yes.
Yes. And I also was watching this with my friend Dominic, and I was like, I want you to have his job. Like, you'd be so good at that job of just kind of being a dick and running a motel. And Dominic was like, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, and he was so, like, quirky and fun about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else happened? The thing that I thought was so well done by the creative team is that I feel like every fan theory is still in play. Mm-hmm. Even the ones that they have very clearly said they will not do.
Are there examples? What are the ones that...
Yeah. So they've said that Adam was not Javi.
Okay. Yes.
We're in a post-truth society. I don't believe them. I think that there's just a whiff of Javi.
Yeah.
About the Adam of it all. And then they have also said very explicitly that the line they will not cross is the survivors in the woods eating the baby.
They're going to eat the baby. They're going to eat the baby, right? They have to eat the baby.
This is potentially going to bite me in the ass at some point in my life in the future. I don't have a problem with cinematic baby eating. Like, remember when that movie Mother came out and everybody was so upset because they, like, eat a baby?
Oh, I never watched it. I just knew people were really upset. And I was like, oh, people hate moms. That makes sense.
Like, I didn't like it because I felt like it was really derivative of things Darren Aronofsky had done. And then, like, now that he's done The Whale, I'm like, oh, we have to part ways. Like, we had a good time. But you know what? The magic is gone. Yeah, but I guess Melanie Lynskey, who plays Shauna, was like, I will quit if they eat the baby.
Really?
Right? And I'm like, it's not a real baby.
But did she say it in her little Australian accent? I forget.
She probably New Zealand. Her Kiwi accent. New Zealand. Is so cute. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, I don't think she listens to this podcast.
Not yet.
All of the fan theories of, like, the Antler Queen being like a fungible title that passes to a different person. That's still in play for me.
Okay.
Like Lottie somehow being behind everything except for Jeff blackmailing Thaisa and Natalie.
Yes. Yeah. I'm on board with that for sure.
There's so many things. Like every bonkers off the wall theory.
It's still technically allowed.
And mm-hmm. I don't know how people are acting as if the comic tone undercuts the abject horror
yeah.
of everything that is going on in this episode.
I agree. I was really surprised by that because also, like, I don't know if anything, like, was huge laugh out loud for me, except for maybe the motel guy, but it was just, like, a nice relief for a second, you know?
I'll tell you what I laughed out loud at.
Yeah?
Cut my life into pieces! That was such a perfect character moment to me. It made me, like, empathize with a man, which is so hard to make me do.
Wow, I did not have that same reaction.
No.
Only because I do have like a Papa Roach is a it's a big part of my lore about my father.
Oh.
Who is not in fact Papa Roach. But Papa Vinick, post divorce when he moved to Miami, got a Seafoam Jaguar, did a lot of cocaine and made the perfect pizza. That whole like year post divorce, he'd alternate between two songs. One was like Nelly's, like, we're going down, down, baby. Da, 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 da. You know what I'm talking about? And the other was Papa Roach's Cut My Life into Pieces. That's my last resort. And I'm like, we get it. You're going through something. I was 11 or 12, and I was like, we get it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Natasha, our experiences of those two songs are so different. But he made the perfect pizza. Was that a euphemism for something?
No. Like literally. He did a bunch of cocaine mm-hmm. and spent a long time creating the perfect. I've never had a better pizza than what my dad used to make.
Can you tell me more about it?
He made the sauce by scratch. You know what I mean? He just scratched a lot.
From scratch. Yeah, you were fine.
Yeah. Okay. That, the dough, everything. Like, I used to sneak in the fridge in the middle of the night and like spoonfuls of sauce into my mouth. The sauce was so good. Okay. I don't know how perfect thin crust, bought a stone. He got really into it, you know? And then one year he stopped making us pizza when my brother and I would visit, which is only like two or three times a year. My brother and I were like, why are we even here? This is the only thing you have to offer.
Wow.
It's this pizza.
Not even the Seafoam Jaguar?
No, not even the Seafoam wow. Jaguar.
Was it a two-seater or four-seater?
Four-seater. Okay. He still had to pretend he had a family he liked,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Wow. Well, this got dark.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Only we had some jokes to break it up, yeah, right?
So what was that like a triggering moment then for you when he did this?
No, it was extra funny for me because of that. I was like, yep, dad loved this.
I think it was just so resonant for me because I don't not have a new metal playlist on mm-hmm, Spotify mm-hmm. that I listen to occasionally. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
I also just really love that this show is sort of like this subtle demonstration of how like people don't continue to evolve their musical taste after a certain point.
No, and we love that.
I do love that because like when you also get the diegetic music cue of like whatever old person also has an art studio in the same building as Adam listening to the Baz Luhrmann's William Shakespeare's Romeo plus Juliet soundtrack.
It's so good. It's also I loved that we got Tori Amos in
yes.
there. I love whenever we get Tori Amos in there.
This is a show where I almost no needle drop makes me angry. There's so yeah. many shows that will do kind of like a cheap needle drop, mm-hmm. but they're so specific. They are rooted in the characters and the plot.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's not cheap, you know?
Yes, I agree.
Cheap. Congrats, Yellow Jackets, on being
good job.
Not cheap.
Not cheap. I want to know your opinion on this because I'm convinced of this.
I'm ready.
When Jeff and Shauna had sex, we agree that he didn't make it happen, right? Like we agree that that was not a successful.
Oh, that he didn't finish.
He didn't finish, or like he couldn't keep it up, or like
oh
something.
Oh my god!
He did a weird,
she
like
said,
sorry.
She said,
right after.
"Oh, Jeff." It did seem weird. I don't know.
I feel like he didn't, and I feel like that added to the frustration for the later,
Like, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. And I saw somebody pointing this out. I think it was Kayla who writes the Honest Rattle recaps and also was a guest last year on this podcast mm-hmm. with her now fiance, Kristen Arnett. Congratulations!
Aw, congrats.
We know that Shauna was like the dom in her relationship with Adam. They seem to at least be doing some suburban mm-hmm. BDSM.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me to see Jeff kind of like trying to fill that role with her. Again, people who are like, I don't like the Shauna and Jeff storyline. Well, you're not paying attention because the Shauna and Jeff storyline is actually just the continuation of the Shauna Jackie storyline. And I just keep thinking about like when they were at brunch with Jackie's parents and she's like shocked that Jeff would not have chosen Jackie ultimately.
Yeah.
You know, according to Jeff at this point in Jeff's life.
Yeah.
But like, that's because Shauna can't imagine not choosing Jackie.
Yeah, she just like obsessed.
I mean, she eats her ear.
She eats her ear. Yeah.
She eats her ear, which, you know what? You know, here's our cannibalism, you know?
This yeah. Do you think it's a hunger thing? Because I don't know if it's a hunger thing.
I think it's an obsession thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and also just like how else could you get I guess you could just throw it
like
in the
wanting
woods.
To remove the evidence, but like in a weird compulsion, you know, it's not.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, she misses her friend. She's hanging out with her yeah. popsicle corpse.
Yeah.
All day, every day. I do appreciate how almost everyone but Mari, who is like. I like Mari because I feel like she's ascending to the, like, stone-cold bitchery of Jackie.
Uh-huh.
But, like, she doesn't have, like, the look, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's like, well, somebody's got to be the mean girl.
And I'll do it.
Because she's just like, are we not going to talk about this? Everybody's like, everybody processes grief in their own way. Travis keeps looking for his apparently dead brother. I don't think he's really dead.
Ooh. I think that's probably fair.
I was shocked that he was still missing. I really appreciated that. Like,
yeah.
The way they picked it up and they're like, okay, yes, 2 months have passed, but everything that we experienced last year still feels really fresh.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to explain this.
No, I agree. Also, I was wondering if, sorry, going back, well, I have a lot of questions, but the ear thing, I feel like right before then, was it Shauna who like gave everyone their rations or whatever?
Yes.
It felt mm-hmm. like, is this like a seed where you're like gonna end up putting Jackie in the food or like?
I have this just absolutely earth shattering to me moment earlier today where I was like, wait a minute. Shauna's gonna have to butcher her best friend's body.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that never really hit me before because she's the butcher. She's the one who yeah. field dresses the game.
But it's Jackie and that feels different.
It feels mm-hmm. so different. For like, wow, there really is a big difference between field dressing a deer and field dressing a best friend.
It's different. Hard. It's just different.
Yeah. And I, you know, we know they're running out of food.
Yes.
I think my question is, like, is it something that Shauna will suggest? Is it something that somebody else is going to suggest? Is she just going to sneak it in there?
Yeah, it'd be wild if she just snuck it in there. That
thing is possible. That's what I love about this show, is yeah. that just anything is possible.
It's true. It's very true.
And I just don't feel that way in life.
No, there's so much potential here and none of it is scary. It's all good, happy potential.
Okay, I have a question for
yes.
you. Do you think adult Lottie describes herself as an empath?
For sure. For sure. I just want to know more about the electroshock to cult leader pipeline. Is that mm-hmm. is that a thing?
I don't know. I mean, we could certainly dig in.
That is.
I mean, we'll know more on the show.
Yeah. But I think she for sure is like, I'm an empath. I feel so mm-hmm. much. It wasn't surprising to see that. But I also like, I don't get what they're trying to show us with her as a kid, too. Like, are we supposed to think she has some kind of power as a kid?
it's supposed to be ambiguous.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
I think what I really took away from that interaction is that this is the second time we've seen her father approaching mental health from a, why can't I just throw money at this mm-hmm. and shut it down?
Yeah.
And, you know, in the first scene when she was a child, we heard her mom being like, does she have powers? And the dad's like, no, absolutely not. She just needs to suck it up and quit being psychic.
Yep.
You know. Hail as old as time.
Yep. Classic dads. They hate psychic daughters.
I'm so curious about where she's going because yes. there is like a shrewdness to adult Lottie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess that's the part of the pipeline I'm really curious about.
Absolutely.
Is how do you go from having this sort of like goggle-eyed connection to something else, TM,
mm-hmm.
to where she is now?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hope we get to know how it happens.
I do think she needs to have better kidnapper training.
Yeah, she's not working with these gals at all. Like,
particularly, I mean, if there's anybody who's going to say, I can't do anything to you like this, like, as Juliette Lewis is sitting there, like, half strapped to the bed, I was like, you better get out of there, little girl.
Yeah,
if anybody could fuck you up in this situation.
I love that she was stabbed with a fork. It felt so, like, cannibal appropriate.
Yeah, uh-huh. I think the show has such a light touch, and it is so funny.
Yes.
But after what they went through, everything would be funny.
Absolutely. Like, something more colossal than that would have to happen for it to not be funny, and even then, yeah. You know?
And it's, like, it's a testament to how thoroughly absorbed in the world of the show I am, where mm-hmm. I am so much more creeped out by all of Adam's art of Shauna.
Yes.
The fact that Shauna literally murdered him.
Yeah, that is wild. That is.
I'm like, she did nothing wrong. He shouldn't have had those books. Then I see all this and I'm weird. Like, this man, this is unhealthy.
Yes, it's a bit too much. Yeah. Especially because, and I don't know if it's a lie when she said I didn't pose for him, but it's like, that's a.
So was he just, like, taking photos of you on his phone that he then was, like, scurrying back to his little, like, you know, 90s throwback yes. radio art studio?
Yes, 100%. And whatever happened, I believe in my heart that it involved a scurry. He's a scurrying kind of gentleman.
He's very rodent-like.
Yes, I agree.
Definitely completely. Vermin adjacent.
Yes. One moment that made me, like, it's not like a haha funny laugh, but like a oh god laugh was I think it's Thaisa when she finds out what she did to the dog, and then she holds new dog and she just says, I'm gonna do better with you. I was like, babe, that's a low bar.
It is so. I laughed so hard because I just love, like, you know, like, they're all still trying to do better in that, like, 17 magazine, what's your leadership style quiz uh-huh. kind of way, where they're like, I can come back from this.
Yeah, I got this. I should try a little bit harder, you know?
I was surprised by how excited Sammy was to see her, but I guess Sammy's kind of like, whatever we need Sammy to do, that's what Sammy's going to do. Is he haunted? Great. Is he excited to see Thaisa? Amazing.
I feel like he's got an understanding that his mom is messed up, but it's a different mom, and he's all, like, trauma broken by it.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I will say, respect to Simone.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like maybe she should have called her.
Yes.
And been like, hey, if you're planning to show up at school with a guilt puppy.
Don't.
Again, I also think it's so funny that we're still elevating state senator to this, like, would there be a news article about a state senator doing some weird shit in the basement?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, the local newspaper would be like, let me know when you've got something on, like a House of Representatives level.
Give me something more interesting than this. Yeah. Yeah, but in your small town, you know, in a small town, you'd be.
Yeah. I've never lived in a small town, so
wow.
Just gonna flex there. Okay, so the most controversial thing,
yes,
in this episode has actually been the introduction of three new characters, one of whom mm-hmm. is named Crystal, yes, who loves to sing.
Yes.
People are pissed, Natasha.
Why? Because she sings?
No, they're just pissed that these characters have been quote-unquote introduced.
My God, why?
Because I just, they're like, oh, like they didn't interact at all. But I actually, again, A, it's motivated partially by the fact that they filmed a lot of this during what I've yes. been referring to as high COVID.
High COVID, yes. Ye old lockdown.
And, like, they're still, how long have they been there? I forget, like, it's been, like, some months, five some or six months. It's yes. been some months. But the vestiges of, like, the team hierarchy are still there.
Yeah.
And I love that they get introduced with this line about, like, well, what do you think they're talking about? Gods of the dirt? And I enjoy that there's been these, like, JV people or alternates the whole time being like, I can't believe.
Yeah.
Just to get a little bear meat, we have uh-huh. to participate in this ridiculous shit.
Yeah, I really like it. I'm on board.
I am too.
I think it's great to have a character who sings a lot. We know mm-hmm. who to kill next. Mm-hmm. You know,
exactly. It's well, and I think so much of this season, just knowing that like Elijah Wood is showing up. I mean, he's in this episode when Misty is on the message board for Citizen Detectives. It's his voiceover.
Oh, that's his voice?
That's his voice. Oh,
I was wondering.
Right, it's like who Misty's the Misty? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, 100%. She needs
who
to be Misty.
Irritates Misty so much that she's like, you need to back off.
Exactly. This is not cute. This bit.
It's so fascinating because I just feel like Misty cannot tolerate anyone who is like her in the same way that no one can tolerate Misty. And there's something yes. so beautiful about that.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
I'm so glad I'm not in a relationship. Like, seeing what Natalie has to do for Travis to help him. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure. Alive.
Yeah, it's great that he's definitely alive. Although, again, like, I think he is alive.
Yeah, I know. And you're probably
right.
But I
have a 360 view of the show. Like, I'm in the future. I'm in the past.
Wow.
If I was Nat in this situation, I'd be like, you need to fucking nut up.
Yeah.
And deal
with
this.
He's dead, buddy.
He's dead.
We're going to have to eat our friends. Like, come on.
What did you think of Travis's anxiety treatment boner in the cabin?
What was that? Why did the boner happen?
I don't know, because Lottie's the one who kind of, like, instigated the, like, group sexual assault of Travis.
Yes.
In episode 9 of
Interesting.
Last season. So I'm also curious, like, I'm like, are you going along with her whole, like, I'm going to put blood in your tea to protect you? Like, is he going along with that as, like, part of, like, a complex trauma response?
Yeah, because he's, like, scared and,
I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a good point. I thought that was very, very weird.
Uh-huh.
I also don't get the moss tree thing, why they looked at it at the end and are like, that's a weird tree. Do you know that?
So it's the same tree as what Travis saw in his vision.
Okay.
And there's not snow covering the base of the tree.
Yeah.
So, okay. Like, why? Like, there's theories that there's, like, a mine or a bunker underneath and Javi is in there, or that Javi is somehow scavenging around and, like, huddled at the base of the tree and the snow melted. There's a lot of theories.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the primary function of this show is a theory engine.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I do want to just shout out Callie really quickly, because she calls her boyfriend clingy. And all I could think was, I wish I was hot enough to call someone clingy. That kind of power, you know?
It's like, so powerful.
I'm like in the opposite position. I'm like, God, I wish you'd be a little more clingy.
Yeah, come on. Just be with me all the time. Every moment. Put your ear in my stomach.
I did text a friend. I was like, I would hang out with your frozen corpse. I would not eat your ear.
Yeah, I think that's a limit that is valid.
That's my, I will quit the show if we eat the baby. Is yes. I'm not going to eat anybody's ear. Not even as a joke.
I thought it was cute. It wasn't cute, but it was neat that, like, is a little show touch where the ear falls off right after. I think Jackie's like, I want to hear you say it, or like, tell me, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's cute. That's
cute. They're so smart.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, I'm like, these are my babies. I'm like, I know, this writer's room doing. Is so good.
They're doing such a good job.
That was part of what I loved, was like, oh, I felt so... This is going to sound very weird. I felt really cared for by this premiere. I felt taken
care of. Yes. Uh-huh.
They had such a strong vision and execution mm-hmm. on the first season. And they said, guess what? We've all had a lot of tumult.
Yes.
In the last couple of years. We're just going to keep doing the same thing. We're going to throw in Sassy Motel Guy. Elijah Wood's coming in. We got Lauren Ambrose on deck. We're going to have these new characters. But don't worry. They're annoying and probably going to get eaten.
Yeah.
Like, just everything that I loved about the first season. They didn't fuck with the formula. They just
said another one, you know?
They gave us a bunch of really transcendent moments. And I can't wait for the next episode.
Me too. I'm so excited.
Natasha.
Yes.
Really quick. I feel like we didn't set it. So Natasha's going to be my guest this season.
Me.
Yes, Natasha. Natasha, who are you?
Who are you? I'm a human just like you. Nothing weird. Eating normal things just like you. Nothing weird. I'm a comedy lady in the Bay Area. I do stand up and comedy stuff.
Where That's can people me. Find you on the internet?
Oh, on the TikToks, Instagrams, and Twitters at Natasha Vinick, V-I-N-I-K.
I love that for us because we have distinctive last names, so we don't need a dash, we don't need a number, just us.
I am who I am, you know?
There can only be one.
Yes, or else. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, Natasha, that's my ear!
Oh, sorry. Oh, so promised. Yeah, here, take it back.
We just talked about this. Yeah, well, thanks so much for hanging out. And I'm so excited to hang out with you again next week and talk about whatever craziness happens in episode 2.
Yay. Me too. I'm so excited.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review Bloodhive wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to recommend us to your BFFs and frenemies however you can. Subscribe to Kelly Anakin's hilarious Patreon or make a one-time donation to Kelly-Anakin on Venmo to help us keep the content coming. Send a voice message to bloodhivepodcast@gmail.com for a chance to hear your Yellow Jackets hot takes on an upcoming episode. Bloodhive is a production of KA Collaborative. Our theme song is Eat Your Heart Out by Wolves. Special thanks to today's guests, the team at Cosmic Standard, and my own personal judges table. Last but not least, all praise to the Antler Queen.